Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear also from Matthew's Gospel, a portion of the Passion account from chapter 27 of Matthew's Gospel. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, His blood be on us and on our children. Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. I don't know if you've ever viewed and watched the movie The Passion of Christ that Kirk Gibson put out a number of years ago. Yes, what a graphic, vivid portrayal of what happened to Jesus on that Friday some 2,000 years ago. There's plenty of gore, plenty of blood in that movie. Yes, it was Passover time. But the Passover had bloody roots, didn't it? All the way back there in Egypt, as God was bringing his people out of slavery and bondage in Egypt, how they were told for the last plague, the death of the firstborn, that the Jewish people were to take a lamb, a perfect year-old spotless lamb, either from the sheep or from the goats, and they were to slaughter that lamb and then take the blood and paint it around the door frame of their homes so that the angel of death would pass over their homes. It was because of the blood of the lamb that they were spared and were able to live. And then they were told to have that yearly festival, a festival where they remembered this Passover, how God had spared them and their firstborn from death as he struck the Egyptians, both man and beast, with the death of the firstborn, which led to their freedom from Egypt. Yes, a yearly festival at which a lamb again would be slaughtered by the high priest in preparation for the celebration. Yes, the people would bring the lamb to the priest there in the temple, and he would slaughter the lamb, and the blood would flow out of the temple as every family brought a lamb for their Passover meal. And so it was on that Good Friday that the perfect and sinless Lamb of God would also be put to death. Put to death so that His blood might cleanse the Jews who cried out for His death, cleanse us from our sin. For as Isaiah the prophet wrote in our first reading for this evening, Jesus the Savior was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With His stripes we are healed. Yes, those cruel stripes of the scourge that He endured for us. Yes, our Savior was stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted for our sake. And as Isaiah says, it was the Lord's will to crush Him. It wasn't the will of the people. They're only peons in the carrying out of God's plan for the death of that perfect and sinless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, yours and mine. Pilate had declared his innocence, that Jesus was innocent of any crime. He had questioned Him several times. And yet He brings them out to the crowd and offers them to Him. As He says, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And the people cried out, His blood be on us and on our children. Yes, they were willing to take accountability for what was to happen. But they didn't realize that their words were in fulfillment of God's prophecy, that their words would bring their forgiveness. His blood be upon us and our children. the Scriptures tell us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And it was necessary that this Lamb of God shed His blood for our sake so that we might be forgiven. Yes, it was a bloody day. Lambs being slaughtered in the temple for the Passover meal. And outside the city walls, the Lamb of God being slaughtered for the sins of the world, yours and mine. Blood poured from Jesus' body, from this perfect and spotless Lamb of God. Blood streamed from the wounds from the crown of thorns pressed on His head. The wounds on His back from the scourging oozed blood. And then when He was dead and the soldier stuck that spear in His side, blood and water flowed from His side. But it's that blood that cleanses us from our sin. Yes, it was all part of God's plan to save us from our transgressions and from our iniquities. Yes, we are like that sheep that loves to go astray, that one who the shepherd gives His life for us on the cross. And the Scriptures again and again talk about the blood of Jesus and what it does for us as we are saved through the blood of Christ. As Paul writes to the Romans, "Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." Yes, saved from God's wrath because Jesus endured the wrath of God for our sake as He cried out, my God, why have You forsaken Me?" as He gave His life for us so that we might be forgiven. And He writes to the Colossians again, "And through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross." And even the writer to the Hebrews, "For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And Peter writes also, "Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." Yes, the blood of Christ cleanses us and purifies us from our sin. He was that perfect and spotless Lamb of God who, according to our Heavenly Father's plan, has saved us. It wasn't Pilate who put Jesus to death. It wasn't the crowd that cried out, "Crucify, crucify Him." No, it was our Heavenly Father who sacrificed His own Son, the Lamb of God, so that His blood might cleanse us from our sin and grant us forgiveness and peace. Yes, ponder how valuable your soul is, for how valuable it is, for it must that it is, for Satan to tirelessly pursue it, and for the King to lay down His own life for it. Yes, your soul was precious and is precious. So precious that the King of Kings, the Good Shepherd, laid down His life on the cross to redeem your soul from death for all eternity. Yes, the blood of Christ shed on Calvary's cross purifies us. And even He gives it to us again in the Holy Supper, in that humble form of wine in the cup. "This is My blood, which is shed for you, for your forgiveness." The blood of Christ brings us peace and forgiveness time and again. Yes, may His blood be on us and on our children. Amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.